With Jeff Fitzpatrick, we are advantaged that we can go eight ways because he does so much for Bloomberg government in Washington. And here's the numbers, Paul. You nailed this. I missed this. You got it. Trump, 39. Haley, 32. Christie, 12. Vivek, it's like Cher. Yep. Vivek, 8. And DeSantis, bringing up the back end, 5. New Hampshire. CNN poll, single-digit gap between the former president and the gentle lady of the Carolinas.
So, Jack Fitzpatrick, you cover all this for Bloomberg government down in Washington, D.C. Is there a feeling within D.C. that maybe on the Republican side, this is going to be a little bit more competitive than maybe we initially thought?
I think there's a lot of skepticism, especially if you're asking from a D.C. perspective. When you look at the actions of members of Congress, Donald Trump is kind of the figurehead or the top figure in Republican politics. The question of what Trump is going to say about this legislative negotiation or that political event is sort of the primary question facing a lot of Republican members. And it's just not the same for Nikki right. Haley or Ron DeSantis, despite some of these polls showing a somewhat competitive New Hampshire primary.
They're going to show respect for the former president. That's true of any party at any time, etc. Is there a respect for Nikki Haley?
I think there's curiosity about what's going to happen in New Hampshire. It's not the same level. And it's not just respect for a former president. It's that Trump is viewed as the linchpin. Trump is viewed as a key figure who, if you're negotiating a major deal to avoid a shutdown, if Trump comes in and says, don't support that deal, that is a major, major event for Republicans. It doesn't work the same way for anybody else in the Republican field.
Where do you want to go here, Paul? Are we going to go to the court case du jour, or do we have to go to the deficit?
That's Let's try to focus on, you know, I guess what's really important to the immediacy of the government, which I guess is just kind of funding things, Jack. And I know we've got some negotiations going on there. We've got some dates like January 20th. Where are we with kind of funding this government, negotiating?
You're on some ski slope somewhere. That's where you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so January 19th is the first deadline. They set two deadlines, January 19th and February 2nd, to avoid partial shutdowns. There was very good news on Sunday when they basically reached a deal between Chuck Schumer and Mike Johnson to stick to the framework that was set last summer in the debt limit deal, despite conservatives pushing for more cuts. But they are still negotiating the details of that. They have to say, all right, how are we going to divide that into a number for each of the annual bills? There's a lot of work left to do, especially given that there's only 10 days left until that first deadline. Johnson has said no to a short-term stopgap, so the risk of a partial shutdown does still exist, but there's been good news the last couple days as they move toward an actual deal.
So, Speaker Johnson, is there any scenario where he can, in fact, bring the far-right part of his party to where he wants them to be, or does he have to take the risk of working with Democrats to keep this government open?
He is not going to bring the far right along in this deal. The question is, do they revolt? Does somebody bring up a motion to vacate the chair and kick him out as speaker? Or do they accept that, you know, the Freedom Caucus is not going to support a bipartisan funding deal under any circumstances? This is something that needs 60 votes in the Senate. So you're going to need a huge bipartisan block of support in the House as well, just because of the nature of compromise. So it's going to be tough for the conservatives, but the question is how tough.
Are the conservatives anticipating the election in November? Is, you know, like the Greg Giroux of the world, the people anticipating and looking county to county and state to state. Are the conservatives of the Republican Party blocking this fiscal legislation? Are they enthused by getting to November, or is it going to be a tough slog for them?
They tend to be an enthusiastic crowd. They seem to be more enthusiastic about the politics right now of the direction of the House Republican Conference and the kind of demands they make, rather than thinking about what's going to help swing district members in November. Maybe they're thinking of their primaries, but the politics that are internal to the House Republican Conference seem to dominate for those types.
Jack, thank you. Jack Fitzpatrick giving us just terrific coverage from Washington with Bloomberg government.